Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying the source of success, building character in your life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, discretion. Jesus praised the Good Samaritan for helping a wounded stranger. Why did he then tell a Syrophoenician woman he couldn't help her suffering daughter because he could not give what he had to dogs? In our day, a dog is regarded as man's best friend. In biblical times, however, dogs were often wild, hungry, and looked down upon. In the Bible, three words are translated dog. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 6, do not give what is holy to dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. The Greek word Jesus used in this command is kwan. It is the same word which Paul also used figuratively in Philippians 3:2 when he wrote, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers. The Hebrew word for dog is kelb, meaning dog, or figuratively a male prostitute. This Hebrew word was referred to in the law. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 17 and 18. There shall be no ritual harlot of the daughters of Israel, or a perverted one of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring the wages of a harlot or the price of a dog to the house of the Lord your God for any vowed offering, for both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. In the account of the Syrophoenician woman, Jesus used a different Greek word for dog. He used the term kunarion, which means a puppy. Let's just read this account in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 down to verse 28. And then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And her disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. It wasn't a lack of compassion that caused Jesus to deny the initial request of the woman. When you carefully consider his final answer to her, he was carefully discerning her motives and testing her faith. When she first called to Jesus to help her daughter, he ignored her. The disciples then urged them to send her away because she was bothering them. Instead of following their advice, he spoke to the woman and explained the scope of his ministry. I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she began to worship him and again pleaded for help. He responded to her plea by stating that she wasn't worthy of his ministry. What motivated Jesus to help the woman? She understood the fact that Jesus was the only one who could help her daughter, and her persistence in asking for his mercy and his assistance revealed her great faith. That demonstration of faith pleased the Lord and stirred his heart, resulting in a miracle. Discretion is the ability to avoid words, actions, and attitudes that could result in undesirable consequences. Discretion will protect you, Proverbs 2:11 states. Discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you. A synonym to discreet is the word prudent. In a similar way that discreet behavior avoids damaging situations, a prudent person understands cause and effect sequences and acts accordingly. Proverbs 22:3 reads, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." There are several different Hebrew words that are translated discretion. The context in which they are used provides the meaning and the application of discretion. Discretion, first of all, develops an understanding heart. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion," or mezima, "and your lips may keep knowledge." An understanding heart is one which listens and obeys. The Hebrew word mezima can describe evil plans or plans that are innovative, witty, and insightful. Discretion, secondly, distinguishes right from wrong. Psalm 112, verse 5. "A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion." The Hebrew word for discretion in this verse is mishpat, which means judgment or a verdict. Third, discretion values wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21-22. "My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck." The Hebrew word for discretion in this passage is again mezima. Wise innovation can produce treasures. Fourth, discretion responds to motives of people. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11 and verse 16. "Discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you," verse 16, "to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words." Solomon became successful and famous because he had wisdom, understanding, and discretion. However, near the end of his life, he lost his discretion and his heart was drawn away by immoral women. Fifth, discretion turns knowledge to wise counsel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 4. "To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding." Verse 4, "To give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion." In this verse, mezima emphasizes the wisdom and insight of the counsel that is given. And then sixth, discretion controls destructive emotions. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 11. "The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression." A person may have wisdom in giving counsel to others, but lack the ability to control his own emotions of fear, frustration, and anger. How discreet are you? Do you speak your mind without evaluating its effect? Do you know how to determine the value of an activity? Do you learn from others' mistakes so to not repeat them? Do you choose to do what is right regardless of the cost? You think about that, and you have a great day.